Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Camel Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
Yeah, no. Not only is that the incorrect time, boy, it really sounded like they had some kind of problems with their phone lines, or maybe the PBX is messed up over at Campbell's Soup. Who's to say? Who can tell? I don't know. The actual time, because that's why you tuned in. You needed to know what time it is. Well, let me tell you, it's 19:30 UTC, and we're happy. Why? Because now we can begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. And what are we doing today? Well, the first thing we need to do is, of course, pour some tea. Am I getting low on tea? Yeah, maybe I'll make some later. I think this will last. Okay, what kind of tea are we drinking today? Oh, yeah. We're drinking the Longjing. Drinking the Super Green. The Jihu-style Dragon Well. Oh, it's so good and delicious and yummy. And it's so nutty and creamy. It's yum, 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 yum. It's so delicious. And boy, I need it today. I need some nice hot tea because we've got a cold and rainy drizzly day. It's back down to about 10 degrees Celsius or about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's overcast. It's very rainy. It got cold enough last night that my furnace actually turned on. And the heat was going, and I actually let it go to dry the house out, you know, because I turned off the humidifier a couple of weeks ago, like a month ago or more. And then all the rain recently has made it all humid in my house, and so that's causing some problems, including, but not limited to, this weird sleeping problem that I'm having, which I had again last night. I went to bed at about 3 or 3:30. Woke up promptly at 5. Yeah. Again. Ugh. But I did... How long did I stay up? I was up for a while and I did a bunch of stuff. And then, I, of course, I went back to sleep. I was finally feeling tired. And then, yeah. Then I got up, what? I don't know, 45 minutes ago? So it's like, yeah, bleh. So we're not going outside today, unfortunately. Today is Thursday, but we will not be going to the Heronry, which is what we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 weeks on Thursday. Yeah, it's... See, the funny thing is it's not raining right now, and I'm kind of thinking, geez, maybe we could run and go somewhere and get there just in time and... before it starts raining, but no, of course, what will happen is we'll be driving, and of course, it'll start raining on our way somewhere. So it's going to be an indoor day. It's an indoor day today, and it was an indoor night last night. And that reminds me of what I got to tell you. Oh boy, oh boy, I got excited last night. Why did I get so excited? Well... Okay, here's the scenario. Sometime around 9 o'clock, I started watching a movie. Well, I wasn't really watching the movie so much as a movie started, and I said, oh, I should have this on while I'm working on some other stuff, and I can look up every once in a while, and I can see this cool movie that I like, and I've seen it before. So I had this movie on that I was halfway watching while I was working on some other stuff, and... at about 9:30 or so. Actually, it was 9:36. At 9:36 p.m., I realized I needed to make some more tea. So, I grab the teapot and stuff, and I go walking up the stairs, heading into the kitchen. And you know, when I'm walking up the stairs, I can see out my front windows, and I can see up the street in a northerly direction. And of course, it's 9:36, so it's dark outside, and I can't help but notice the red and blue flashing police lights that are rolling about 200 meters up the street. So I went, oh my goodness, and I ran into the kitchen. And, you know, I put the teapot down and stuff, and I came back out to the living room, and I looked out the window real carefully, and yes, there was at least one cop car up at the corner where we've had so much action lately. And it looked like, the first thing I thought was, oh my goodness, we're going to have another police standoff in my neighborhood. Because that's been happening a lot lately, as regular committee members already know. If this is your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, or if you otherwise missed the last police siege, you can hear that on the episode that aired on April 3rd. So just go to the archive at anonradio.net/archive and look for the April 3rd of this year episode of Dubious Goals Committee. So I thought maybe that's happening again. Maybe the guy that lives up there in that house just doesn't like the police very much. Maybe we're going to have another police standoff. So I got pretty excited. I didn't know what to do. So the first thing I did was I filled up the water boiling vessel so I could make some tea. I got to make the tea, remember? I thought, okay, we'll just start the water boiling here. And what should I do? Should I go get the recorder so we can record some stuff and I could walk up there and we can walk around and see what the cops are doing? Yeah, I thought, we better do that. I better get ready. I better put some shoes and socks on and maybe grab a jacket. It was raining last night and I was afraid that things were going to get wet. So I came out of the kitchen and I thought, okay, I got to get my stuff together. And I looked out the window again, and the cops were gone. And there was nothing happening. And, oh, boy, was I let down. I felt rage in my disappointment. Yes, my cuppeth runneth over with rage and disappointment. No, there was not going to be another police standoff or siege. Oh, come on. Oh, well. So I guess we got to find something else to do today. And I think that thing is going to be synthesizer related. Because I did some weird stuff. I did some weird stuff yesterday when I should have been, you know, composing music or doing something legitimate. No, I started doing something weird. I went back to the analog little setup here. And I did something really odd. First of all, I synced up the two sequencers, but I put them on different time scales. Okay? And then I turned all the notes on both of the sequencers. That's eight in total, because these are just four-note sequencers. I made them all the same note. And then I dialed up some harmonics and stuff, and basically I got this sound. Although it really wasn't this sound, because then I started patching weird stuff together. Still, it's kind of a weird sound. I like it. Chong, chong, chong. Oh, I forgot to get the thing. Good speaking English, Tobe. Now I gotta get up and we gotta go in the other room and grab the solar panel. Because I wanted to... Oh, wait. Now I'm thinking wrong. But we gotta go into this room we're gonna grab the solar panel here anyway and go back out, because we're gonna want to mess with this anyway. So I made this patch and it goes chunk chunk chunk, and then I started patching other stuff into other stuff, because, you know, that's the fun thing to do, isn't it? So I started getting weird. Really weird. Okay, the first thing I did was I took the second oscillator's output and fed it into the first oscillator's input. Okay? Yeah, and that's weird enough. But then I took another sequencer, my little baby sequencer. Where is it? Right here. And I... And what is the point of this? This is where it gets weird. I clocked the sequencer from... Okay, it gets weird. I clocked the outboard baby sequencer from the first sequencer's clock, which is going slow. The second one is going fast. And then I'm using the control voltage out from the sequencer to go into oscillator 2, which, you remember, the output then feeds oscillator 1. Okay, then I plugged the gate output of the sequencer into the filter cutoff of the analog synthesizer. So we get lots of weirdness, because then I just sort of programmed in some weird kind of random stuff into the sequencer. And we don't actually get anything out of the sequencer except for a bunch of weird data. So when we start the two sequencers by themselves, it sounds like this. It's boring. Okay, right? Not much to it, just donk-a-donk-a-donk-a-donk. Oh, and Pippa has arrived. Hi, baby, you want to play kitty synthesizers with me? Okay, she's just walking by and going into the other room, going into the bathroom. Probably going to get a little kitty snack because we're hungry. I'm getting hungry, too. I want a salad. All right, but now let's bring in the other sequencer on the thing. This gets weird. At first, I wasn't clocking it, but anyway. Yeah, so now we've got this 16-step sequencer that's running on a completely different time scale that is now controlling the voltage of one of the oscillators, which in turn is feeding another oscillator. The envelope generator is being generated by the analog stuff, but the filter comes out of the gate of the sequencer, and you end up with this random weirdness. Just keeps getting weirder. I like it. Okay, that's enough of that. Weird, weird, right? Now, the funny thing is, we can also now take the gate and take it out of the filter cutoff, and we can plug it into the trigger input, and we get this. Oh, we get mysterious tones. Oh, it's so lovely, but not as weird. Let's stop it. And now we can plug our solar panel into the filter cutoff, and now it sounds like this. And I'll point my flashlight at the solar panel. and nothing's happening. Why am I not getting filter tricks? Tube fails again. Is this not turned up enough? That's not the problem. Right, so anyway, that's how you can get some weirdness, if you want some weirdness, which is what I want, but I'm plugging this back in here because I like this better. I like it. Now the question is, though, what do you use it for? Okay, well, in the state that it's in, we could hook it up with the Bit Collider. We can't, because my mixer is currently dead. I accidentally left it on a couple of days ago, and I drained the battery. Because this is an old piece of analog technology that doesn't have power saver or anything like that, and you can't even plug it in. It's battery power only. So now I gotta find another battery for it. Looks like I'm going out to buy batteries today. Although I could swear I still have another 9-volt battery somewhere. Pachango. But my brain is telling me that I have another 9-volt battery. No, I don't. I used that. I need more 9-volt batteries. I keep thinking I have one, but no, then I got the sequencer. Yeah, so it's time to go out and buy more 9-volt batteries. But as I'm sitting here and thinking about this, it occurs to me that we could do this. We could mix this internally in the interface here, because I do have two inputs, but I only have two inputs, so I'm not going to be able to talk. Okay, fine. We are now going to have approximately 1 minute of my various bleepy noisemakers going off together in which I can't be talking, so here you go. Those two things do sound very good together, doing that weird stuff. Kind of want to add some LED signage into that too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great as it is, but I just I feel like it needs a little bit something else, something a little bit more edgy, something like an LED sign. That would be cool. That would be a really nice addition. Although I have one concern. You know, once you get all those wacky sounds together, does it just sound like a big mess?
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. And Mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before
you start 409 to does start to work fast, but is it going to clean your synthesizer before 1981 walks in and says, hey, that shines?
Hey, that shines.
Yeah, it never works.
What have you two been up to?
We're just getting greasy, doing random wacky stuff with our synthesizers, Mom. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to digital. And I still haven't figured out how I'm going to sync all this stuff up. I got to sync from... I've got every sync thing that needs to happen. Does that make sense? I've got click sync. I've got MIDI to deal with. And I've got MIDI in non-standard formats. Do I have any MIDI connectors? No. This thing uses TRS, 3.5 millimeter. This thing uses USB. Is it USB-C? Is it USB-D? Is it USB-F? Oh, USB. The standard of no standards. The good news is... for this little thing that I've got going, I basically have a chorus. I don't really have any verses or any solos or anything. I don't really have a direct melody, but I do have a chorus. And we'll let this thing roll through once, and then I'll start playing it. Or I'll try to, anyway. The chorus will go something like this. Or some variation of this, right? They can't get a good level. It's all about gain staging. Let's try it again. Yeah, see, I keep screwing it up. Let's try it again. Just keep going. Any little variation. I got no coordination today. I blame my hand pressure. You know, the weird thing is my hand pressure is actually pretty good right now. We're better than nominal in hand pressure today. Thank you. So yeah, just some of your typical little weird dorky tobe music. And you know, I've got various other ideas and things to go in with this, but let's mess it up a little bit. All right, let's rock it. And backwards. You can see where this is going. Not difficult. And yeah, so there you have it. I was sort of thinking about messing around with this today. I was sort of thinking, what we should do is we should have a live creative jam. You should basically hear how I go about doing this, how I come up with this type of stuff, because this is obviously very simple, very stupid music. You know, anybody can do this. There's not much going on here. So if you've ever thought, oh no, I don't know how to make music, I can't. I can show you how easy it is. But yeah, we're not going to do that today. Maybe we can do that tomorrow. But I gotta work. I gotta not mess around with all this weird analog stuff, and I gotta get in some work on this bad boy. The old OP1. Man, this thing is crazy. How crazy is it? This crazy. And it's still going. It's still going. It's way down deep in there. Okay, cut. We can't get lost in all of this synthesizer stuff. We have to remember the most critical things, like Blenda.
Blenda.
Oh, look. What is she holding?
Uncle Grandfather.
Shut up.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the,
Kirk Cameron.
What do you know?
Kirk Cameron.
The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
And Kirk Cameron.
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
Yep.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
Critical.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that.
Look at that. Hamburgers should be high. That's just a fact. And we all know that. Everybody here who was a member of the Dubious Goals Committee knows that hamburgers should be high. But if you didn't, that's why you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I hear a salad calling my name.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.